Harbour View is made with the support of the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland under the Sound and Vision Scheme.
Pick those pieces off the floor, or I'll...
You'll do what?
O'Callaghan, I'm going to have...
One more water to you, Brian. You'll never see Dublin again.
I'm not with him. I didn't know what he was up to. I just thought we were coming in here for a few drinks and to listen to some music.
You came in with him? That's good enough for me. But if you're looking for music, you've come to the right place. We'll give you music. Don't forget to tell your friends if they're thinking of coming this way sometime. We'll give them plenty of music too.
I won't.
Jackie, the way you're holding him, boy, you're going to choke him.
Oh, that'll be up to him.
I don't want any trouble. No more fight left in me.
No more fight left in you. That's good.
You broke up my nose.
Broken it. You only straightened it.
I can't stop the bleeding.
And you've made claws destroyed with blood. Professor?
Yes?
Come here.
Jesus, must he still got it in him? I told him he didn't have to do it. But when he gets something in his head, there's no stopping him. Thank God there was no one seriously hurt.
There's one sure thing, Mick.
And what's that?
The word will get out not to mess with this pub.
Oh, get down on your knees. And I don't care how you get on him.
Knuckles, if that's what they call you. And you'll apologise to this professor. I can't hear you.
I'm sorry.
A little bit louder. Did anyone hear that, lads?
No.
Try again now, a little bit louder.
I'm sorry.
Professor, are you happy with that?
I'm more than happy. That's what I call restorative justice.
Mac, grab his leg there.
Mossy, what are you doing?
Jackie, Mikey, bring out your man here. A nice swim will cool them boys off.
You can't do that. I can't swim.
Watch me. You're right to think of that before you came looking for me.
Let me go. I'll kill you.
Good on you, Massey boy. That's the boy, Massey.
And the count of three, lads. One, two, three.
I can't swim.
Now is a good time to learn, boy.
Someone's holding the lifeline. I get it.
What's going on here?
Two fellas won the bear, and they had a few too many, and they fell in off the pier.
They were very lucky we heard them screaming.
Yeah, and me mother's from Tingbuck too.
By God, I didn't know that, Sergeant. Did you hear that, Jackie?
I did not. You learn something new every day.
Well, Garda.
They're all saying they fell in. No one seems to know anything. The men pulled out of the water matched the descriptions of our suspects.
Good. Anything else?
One of the suspects said they went into the pub for a quiet drink and... that big fella over there picked on them.
Mossy?
Yes, Serge?
Don't you Serge me. What's going on here? Everybody seems to be dumb and blind.
Sure, it do often happen to me after I've had a few pints, Gare. Tis what I'm making off, tis what we're putting into the drink these days, them bloody chemicals.
Chemicals, me arse. There's a little conspiracy going on in here. And I'm going to get to the bottom of it.
You must do your job, and you do a great job.
Sergeant, I was passing and I heard the commotion. Isn't it great those men were saved from drowning?
Is that what they told your father? The next thing you'll believe is that Moses came down the mountain with Kama Sutra instead of the Ten Commandments. All I know is that some young fellas came into the barracks and told us that they didn't like the look of some strangers and gave us their number. We've been after these two for a while. They committed a string of burglaries all along the East Coast.
O'Callaghan, I'll get you.
Big God, I'm not going anywhere.
When the boys are back in town, we'll get you.
Get them out of here.
Massey, come on. Mick is buying drinks for everyone in the bar.
Big God, wonders will never cease.
Here he is now. Massey, you can do the honours. Tear it up. It's what you owe me on the book. And as long as I'm the owner of this pub, you'll never be stuck for a drink.
Hey!
Massey, are you all right?
Tell you the truth, Mac. It's a little bit dizzy. But nothing your whiskey won't cure. Professor, is it true what you were saying about the date tearing it up?
I don't know. I just made it up as I went along. As you all know, I'm a man of few words. And I'd like to thank you all. And, Mossy. Sláinte!
Sláinte!
Hey!
It's nice of Meek to put on a night to celebrate the rescue of Mossy, Mac and his young fella.
Yeah, it would have been nicer if there was a free drink. Didn't you think you'd have tried to get an old bell for the night free?
What are you having, lads?
The usual. 2 pints of porter, nothing else. Anything else is dishwater. And we have our principles. There's a great crowd here, Mick.
Yeah, they have a lot to celebrate. Oh, and before I pull the pints, lads, I got a free barrel of lager from the brewery for the night. Well, I have to agree with you. Anything but porter is for women.
Hold it there, Mick, lad. Jackie, maybe we've been a bit hasty. Maybe a couple of pints of lager would be nice for a change.
Great minds think alike. A couple of pints won't do any harm, I suppose. Mick, can you make that 2 pints of lager?
Great minds think alike, how are you?
Mick, I've never seen such a crowd in here.
I thought a night out would lift people's spirits after what we've all been through.
Ah, oh, it was a great idea.
Am I seeing things? Is that Mossy over there?
By God it is. You'd hardly recognise him. He looks so clean. He even got his hair cut.
Is that a pint of lager he's holding?
By God it is.
Never drank lager in his life. And he drinks porter.
When he heard it was free, he wanted to put the barrel to his head. There you are, lads.
Thanks, Mick. Jackie, did you see that? My hand went into my pocket to pay for them.
Oh, fight it, lad. Fight it. By God, the professor is enjoying himself. He's jiving like a young fella.
He's a dark horse. Is it any wonder he's called the sloop Jan B?
I couldn't do what he's doing. Could you?
Oh, God, he could. After 4 or 5 whiskies, no bother.
Ma'am, are you going to sit over there all night staring across at Monica? Because it isn't fair. She's sitting over there on her own. Can't you leave the pest in the pest? Here, I call her over and let you say you're sorry.
I have no reason to say I'm sorry. She shouldn't be here in the first place.
Well, I asked her here.
Well, you shouldn't have. If I'd known she'd be here, I wouldn't have come at all.
I asked both of you here. And will you not be putting me in a position where 'tis I have to decide where to sit?
I don't care where you sit. Sit with her if you like. I'll be all right here on my own.
Just I'm not going to spend the rest of the night looking at the two of ye competing to know who have the longest face. Don't ruin everything on me. Look, I'm calling Monica over.
If you do, I'm walking out that door.
Hush, ma'am, will you sit down? You're not going anywhere. For the evening that's in it, can't you keep your mouth shut and don't be creating a scene? For Christ's sake, don't give man to say. Which, here's Monica now. And did you be civil to her?
I'll keep me mouth shut.
We'll see how long you can keep it shut.
Mrs. O'Callaghan, good evening.
Monica, sit here. I'll sit between you. Monica, what are you having?
Mossy, I'll have a gin and tonic, if you don't mind.
Right, and ma'am, what do you have?
I'll buy me own drink.
It's a small sherry, isn't it?
Mossy, would you get the drinks out of this? Look, go and take it.
Oh, right. I'll get the next round.
There's a great crowd here tonight. Everybody's so relieved there wasn't a tragedy.
Well, the quicker all this is over, the quicker we can get back to normal.
Things, I suppose, will never be the same.
Mark my words.
Sheila, Chrissy, same again.
Mac, I've enough. Sure, don't you know 2 glasses of wine is my limit?
Chrissy, go down on that there.
Now, I'll have a vest of stout, though, please. It's good for the iron. Mac, you wouldn't remember when we used to put the red hot poker in it, do you?
I would not. A bit before my time.
Never go on out of that. Here, I'll give you the money.
Put that away. I can't thank you enough for looking after Sheila.
Sure, isn't that what neighbours are for?
Sheila, go on, have another one, will you?
I will then.
I won't be long. I want to buy Mickey and Jackie a pint.
Sheila, it's just as good to let your hair down, girl, after all you've been through. And it's a celebration we're having here now tonight. And whereas it could have been a wake. Well, I mean...
Oh, I know what you mean, girl.
Oh, thank God and his blessed mother. Everyone's safe and well, that's all I've to say.
I know, Chrissy, but, you know, Mac's not the same man since he came out of hospital.
But you look, girl, no one knows what they went through out there. No one knows the woes of crows, only crows.
I don't want him to set foot on that trawler again. Or any trawler. I couldn't go through it again, Chrissy.
So what's he going to do with himself, Sheila? He's been a fisherman all his life.
Well, we didn't discuss it properly yet, but we will when he's stronger in himself. We'll survive like we've always done. I mean it, Chrissy. If he ever sets foot on a trawler again, I'm gone.
Well, lads, what do you think of the lager?
Not to tell, Mick. The first few were a bit cutting. Jackie, what would you think?
I found them hard to swallow, but it is getting easier.
Here. Maybe these two will go down easier.
Hey, Mick, as you're there, give them two half ones.
Will do.
I know I've thanked you for saving the Sheila, but I really don't know what to say.
Don't say anything. You'd have done the same for us.
Thanks again, anyway.
What about the lad?
We were talking yesterday, and we'd have room for one more on the trawler. But that's just until you get back in your feet.
Well, at least you wouldn't starve anyway.
Thanks, lads. I appreciate it.
Okay, lads, quiet, lads. Father O'Connor would like to say a few words.
What I have witnessed in the last few weeks will stay with me for the rest of my life. The great outpouring of support from you here and y'all epitomises what a community is. We must always help each other and look out for each other. When a near tragedy like this occurs, we put aside our own difficulties and differences to help our neighbour. We stop thinking of ourselves. This is what a community is all about. You should be very proud of yourselves. I have said enough. God bless you.
Thank you, Father. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to invite Mac and Mossy up to say a few words.
Hey, good, Mossy! Come on, Mac! Hey!
Neighbours and friends, on behalf of Sheila, myself and my family, I'd like to thank everyone here for all your help and prayers through our recent ordeal. I don't think we would have got through this without your support. So I want to say thanks to everybody here from the bottom of my heart.
Come on, Mike. Hey, 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 hey. I'd like to, I suppose, say the same things as Mac and thanks as well for supporting me poor mother. And on top of all that, I'd like to say thanks to the boys and the y'all boy lifeboats for saving our lives. And the next time you're passing the collection box of theirs, I'd encourage you to put a few bob into it, because I know I will.
Mossy, there's something bothering me with a while, and I didn't know how to face you. Mossy, when we were out at sea, I just couldn't hold on to you, Mass. I did my best. But when the surge came, Mossy, it broke the grip I had on you, and you disappeared.
Well, Meg, let me put your mind at rest. The life raft was never going to hold the three of us. And 'twas I let you go.
Mossy, before you go, give us a blast of your favourite, Johnny Jump Up.
Go on, Mossy! Go on, Mossy!
I'll tell you a story.
Oh, must.
That one day as I went down to Yardby to see,
oh,
the sun it was bright and the day it was warm, says I, a quiet pint wouldn't do any harm.
Welcome.
I went in and I called for a bottle of stout. Said the barman, I am sorry, but the beer has run out. Try whiskey or paddy, 10 years in the wood. Says I, I'll try cider, I hear that it's good. Oh, never, oh, never, I'll never again. If I live to 100 or 110. But I fell to the ground and I couldn't get up after drinking a quart of the Johnny Jump Up.
Harbourview is made with the support of the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland. Written and directed by Sean O'Neill. Sound engineer, Warren Tyvey. Theme music, Caroline Fraher. A Community Radio Yule production. For a full list of cast and characters, check out www.coy104fm.com.